Hello there, it's Kate again from Fitness Maneuvers. Welcome to your first workout of week 6 in the Fitness by Kate program. Today's is an EMOM. So the first round is a 60 second round, so a traditional EMOM, every minute on the minute. So set your clock for 60 seconds, and in that 60 seconds, you need to do 30 high knees and 12 jump squats. Anything that remains of that 60 seconds is your rest, and you're going to go around 5 times. So it's a 5-minute round. So you need to set your stop clock on your watch or your phone for 5 rounds of 60 seconds. Circuit number 2 is the same. 60 seconds on the clock, 5 times round. You've got 60 seconds or less, preferably, to get 10 push-ups and then 10 hip bridges. I have got elevated bridges written down, which means your feet are up on a ledge of some sort to make it a little harder, or you can remain down on the ground with your feet on the floor. So this as well is 5-minute round, so 60 seconds to get 10 push-ups and 10 hip bridges. Anything left of that 60 seconds left is your rest. So if it takes 40 seconds, you've got a 20 second break, and then you're going to go around again, and you've got 5 times round. Now the last one on the list is a little longer. It's 80 seconds. So you'll need to set your stopwatch for 80 seconds times 5 rounds, because you've got an extra exercise on this list. So 10 squat to high pull, and that's with a kettlebell or a dumbbell if you've got a dumbbell, 20 tricep dips, and then you've got 4 burpees. You've got 80 seconds this time, but you do have an extra exercise on the list, and it's also a 5-round circuit. So have fun. I hope you can get through that without too much huffing and puffing. But always remember, exercises should start to get a little harder now. You are into week 6, so they will start to feel like they're getting harder, but it's only because you're getting fitter, so I have to make them a little bit more challenging. Let me know how you go. Drop me a message. Send a review through to my social media. I really appreciate the feedback. And thanks again. I'll see you next week.